say welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first podcast with Chris and Kim Darney and Larry Bass. We are co-hosts, and we're real estate professionals here in the, Chris and Kim are in the California area, and I'm in the Denver, Colorado area. Why don't you say hi, Chris?
Hey, glad. Thank you so much for having us today, Larry. This is awesome. I look forward to this podcast and what we're going to be able to share with homeowners. Really great opportunity.
Yeah, our hope as homeowners is to help people who are unfortunately in the situation when they're losing their home, what options they have. Maybe loan modification might be something that may work for them. Maybe not. Maybe they need to do a short sale, and that's where, of course, we can come in and help them on that end as well. Today, we actually want to first talk about a program that the government has since, 2009, Chris, the HOFA program?
Yeah, absolutely. The Making Homes Affordable, Homes Affordable Foreclosure Alternative, they've got all these awesome acronyms, and sometimes it's a mouthful, but HOFA, better known as HOFA, HOFA was put in place back in 2009, and its goal and its objective is really a cool one, and that's to help homeowners who are struggling, homeowners who are going through, you know, a distressed time in their life. Well, it's really the option to help them avoid foreclosure, which is really the key aspect of it, avoid foreclosure, help them to remain whole, and ultimately short either two options. They can either short sell the property, or they can do what's called a deed in lieu.
And so, Chris, when you say short sell, I don't understand. What do you mean? What do you mean by a short sale?
Absolutely. Well, a short sale's kind of a cool process. I say cool. For us, it's fairly simple. For the homeowner, what that means to the homeowner is we actually will work with your mortgage lender to sell your home for less than what you owe on it. I mean, that's really what it gets down to.
And so now how would that really benefit a homeowner? I mean, are they going to have to come up with money to come to closing? What's their benefit?
You know, that's a great question, Larry. The benefit to the homeowner is that the homeowner will have an opportunity to avoid foreclosure. And why do we want to avoid foreclosure? Well, by avoiding foreclosure, it helps keep our credit record, our credit clean. A foreclosure can stay on your credit for a period of up to 7 years, and that can really be a difficult thing for you if you ever go, let's say, even to purchase a car, to get a new credit card, to try to reestablish your credit. With that foreclosure looming on your credit, it'll really be a hindrance to you. The short sale is great because what it does is it basically allows you to get rid of this burden, this overcumbering burden that's on your back of having to make this mortgage payment on a property that's upside down. You get rid of all that negative equity. You get to short sell your home. You sell it like you would a regular sale. The only thing is that difference that you owe versus what's going to sell for, well, in the HOFA short sale, that gets wiped out. That means you never have to pay anything. A short sale in general is great because a short sale process doesn't require you to pay anything. You don't pay anything out of your pocket. It really is a powerful way to go through a transition in your life, a difficult financial transition in your life, step away from that negative equity that's been burdening you or overcoming you, allows you a fresh start without having to go through a foreclosure. And you know what? There's some good things and bad things about a short sale, but when you step away from it and you recover from it, ultimately, you're going to find that it's probably the best thing that you could have done.
Right.
Kim? Well, Kim's shaking your head.
Kim, by the way, folks, Kim is Chris's wife. Looks more like his daughter, but it is his wife. I think it was an arranged marriage is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it was an arranged marriage.
It was arranged. Okay, Chris, now regarding a short sale, is there much benefit to a homeowner versus just letting it go through foreclosure or even this, what you said, deed in lieu?
Yeah, absolutely. And Larry, great question. The short sale, what's great about the short sale is it allows you, of course, to avoid that foreclosure because the foreclosure can stay on your credit for quite some time. It allows you an opportunity under HOFA, the Homes Affordable Foreclosure Alternative, a government somewhat government-backed program, it'll allow you to get relocation assistance monies. Now, this is a great opportunity for the individual who's suffering or struggling. It's going to give them kind of a boost At the close of sale, you're going to be handed a check for a dollar amount up to $3,000, of which you can use that money for relocation. You can go out and help you reestablish your credit through renting, signing a lease, getting whatever you need to start moving forward in your life. And the short sale will impact your credit record, but not for the period of a foreclosure. A foreclosure can stay on your credit record for a period of up to 7 years. Typically, a short sale will impact your credit immediately, but ultimately, over the next probably 12 months to 24 months, it'll be cleared off your record and it'll be overlooked as a negative.
Yeah, it won't really show up as a short sale like a foreclosure would. It would just show up that your mortgage payments were maybe not paid as agreed. It will show that they were late, or you settled maybe for less than full payment, that type of comments.
Absolutely, yeah. It definitely is a much more positive impact on your credit versus a foreclosure. Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe we can tell our listeners and let them maybe get to know us just a little bit. As some people know, I actually had to short sell my house back in October of 2009. I'm a real estate agent, and I knew that I had enough equity in the house, you know, the 9 years that I had the house. So I wasn't ever worried that if I ever had to sell the house, I would be okay. But when this market just crashed on us in 2007, 2008, and continuing 2009, you know, many of our incomes either went down or those people lost jobs. And I wasn't able to keep my, it was a nicer, bigger house. And I wasn't able to keep it. And so I had to short sell it. And one of the banks had to take almost a $70,000 loss on my second.
Wow.
And, that's nothing I would have foreseen, because basically the value of the house dropped about $100,000. And that's not a lot compared to what you guys faced in California. But in Colorado, that was quite a bit.
Yeah, hi, Larry. It's Kim. Here in California, Chris and I experienced much. It was 2007 when we were pretty much hit with the shocker. Our house actually lost about $300,000 in equity over maybe 11 months. So we went from a $3,500 a month payment with a great pick-a-pay to $6,500 a month, and we had no choice but to move on, and we lost that house as well. So we've actually been through this and have a true heart to help people not go through this. And I really believe that with the experience that we've had, we can give a lot of good, sound, I would say, from the heart advice to people that are looking at maybe imminent foreclosure.
Right. And when you say about helping people not go through this, we're trying to help people understand that letting the house go through the actual foreclosure process is probably the worst thing that you could do. And unfortunately, wouldn't you guys agree that people emotionally just get to the point, they're so beat up, they're so tired, they just kind of don't care anymore. And it's up to us to really help them understand that they do need to care, and we're there to help care with them so that this house doesn't go to foreclosure. Now, we may still have to sell it, you know, because the loan modification programs, they weren't approved for that, or they couldn't maybe even keep those payments up. But we don't want them to go to short sale or to a foreclosure.
I absolutely agree, and I'm sure Chris does. And when you say that we're here to help them, I know that when, and I'm sure you're this much the same, when we work with a homeowner that is in trouble, we try to relieve that person, that family, of all of the headaches. So when we step in and we start working with them on a short sale, pretty much we just tell them, you worry about your future. We're going to take care of this so you can move on. And really just let go of all of that that's been draining them emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've been talking. Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say, and you know what? People do, they get attached to this to their properties emotionally. They become, they get to a point where they're just confused. They don't know what to do. They don't know what their next steps are. And what I think, once you have an experienced real estate agent such as Larry, such as Kim and I, who've gone through the short sale process, who've helped other homeowners through the short sale process, well, what we can do is we can give you or set your expectations. You know, we can help you get through that decision, kind of sitting on the wall, on the fence, maybe, if you're doing that right now. You don't know what to do. You're scared to make that first step. Well, we can walk you through it because we've been through it. we've experienced the same difficulties and having to make that ultimate decision, that ultimate sacrifice of, you know what, it's now it's time to just sell this property and move on. Yeah. And that's really what we can help bring to this discussion, is getting you through and getting you over that hurdle, so to speak.
Yeah, let's talk about what the emotion, that what someone's going through. Were you like me? I would get just mail, whether it's letters from the county, obviously dealing with the foreclosure of the home, just credit card bills, mortgage statements. And I couldn't believe it, but I would just open up a drawer, not even open them, and just throw them in the drawer because, you know, all I could do is just find enough money to keep the food going, utilities going, and, you know, gas in the car. Sometimes I didn't even maybe have insurance on the cars because there just wasn't enough money. And for some reason, you get in this downward, I'm not sure what to say, but to a point where you don't even think you can even look up. And it's a kind of almost a depression that overcomes you, at least for the guys, because, you know, we're supposed to be the providers and, you know, keep the house going and the hut going. And it's like we just feel worthless as men. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, Kim and I, speaking firsthand, Kim and I, and Kim had this this attitude back when we were going through the same situation is, you know, why look at the bill? Because they're just going to send us another one next month. So she would actually just toss them in the trash. And we would never even see the bills.
Okay, so I'm not proud of that. But I think a lot of homeowners that are listening to this right now can understand that. You have things coming in the mail. You have people knocking at your door. And you know what problems you're having. And sometimes I think, you know, for me, it was just putting a pillow over my head, or as we say all the time, burying your head in the sand. It just got me through it for a while. But, you know, eventually, thank God, Chris and I were able to work together and realize things that we really needed to do to put this behind us and move on. And it's been the best thing that we could have ever gone through in our life. It was very hard. We've learned a lot.
Now, and Larry, I don't mean to interrupt here,
but I
would like to share, you know, under what was kind of interesting, and Kim had mentioned earlier on that, you know, we went through this back in 2006, 2007, and this was really kind of the impetus of short sales. And we were some of the first people affected here in California by the downturn in the economy. And, well, why? Because we were working in the real estate industry, and we pretty much lost all of our sales at that point, and we really had no income. But by doing that, by going through that initially, we didn't have programs like the Making Homes Affordable, Homes Affordable Foreclosure Alternative, or HOFA. We didn't have this type of a program available to us. So having this now, it's awesome to be able to share with homeowners that, hey, you know what, now there's some incentive for you to consider doing a HOFA short sale. First off, it's going to wipe you out of all your debt. You're not going to have any obligations to your lien holders against your property. You're going to be able to recover much sooner, and we'll get into that a little bit more. But what's cool about it as well is you'll get relocation assistance monies for up to $3,000, and you can put that towards a new lease or a rental property. And, you know, that's the beauty of it all, too.
You know, Chris, I don't think a lot of people understand when they go to rent, especially if they've been homeowners for years. You know, I never actually rented ever in my life, ever, until I lost my house. And what's ironic is I actually owned three rental properties. We did not want to go move into those. They're in a different part of the town, and they were already rented as well. And I kept those payments going, because I never used my tenants' rent payments to make my own mortgage payment. That's wrong. But then when I'm faced with, okay, I've got all this bad credit, this bad debt, I'm not paying on credit cards, you know, collections. Now I've got the house in foreclosure. Who wants to rent to me? You know, especially when my house payment was lower than my rent payment was going to be. You know, if I can't make my rent house payment, how am I going to make this rent payment? And that's a very valid concern that landlords have.
Yeah, and you know what we're finding, I think, especially in today's marketplace, is there's a lot more rental activity than there's ever been. And one of those reasons is because we have so many homeowners that are in the situation to where they've had to either walk away from their home or short sell their home, or, God forbid, they just let it go to foreclosure. But there's a lot more of those homeowners out there that you'll be meeting as you're out looking at rental opportunities. But I will tell you that most if not all, either landlords rental companies, property management companies. Most of those organizations out there, they understand the aspect of what a homeowner has gone through in today's marketplace. And so many of those companies are now expecting most of their rental applicants to have gone through either a short sale or, God forbid, a foreclosure. Kim?
Yeah, I think really what we've seen with the sellers that we put into homes is that as long as there's income that you can qualify for the home, the credit is pretty much overlooked.
Well, you know, and when you go back, let's go back to that $3,000, up to $3,000 that Hoffa will give someone. When I had to do my rental, I actually, it was my idea, but besides, and my rental was $1,725 a month is what the rent was. So I had to come up with the first month, then $1,725 for a security deposit. And then I also guaranteed them a second security deposit just to say, hey, you know, now you've got three payments all at once. And I mean, I had to really scramp or save. I didn't have to borrow that. We were able to find it. But sometimes the people out there may need to get some help from family members to maybe give an additional month's rent or towards a security deposit to entice a landlord to say, hey, take a chance on me. I'm a good person. Things happen, but I know we can treat your house well and be a good tenant. A lot of landlords are skittish on this.
Yeah, that they are. But I think what we're finding in today's marketplace is that, you know what, if you show the ability, if you're employed, if you have income, verifiable income, and you know, you're able to show them that you're setting yourself forward just like you did. You show good faith. You offer them a second deposit, mm-hmm. so to speak. Much the same way that Kim and I went through. I mean, Kim and I went from a $7,000 a month mortgage to, which was absurd, obscene. We went from a $7,000 a month mortgage to a $3,500 a month rental. Now, that sounds crazy, like crazy money, but I'll tell you what, the home was nice. Yeah, it was very nice, but it was actually more in line with what we were able to afford, believe it or not. And we ended up having to come up with almost $9,000 deposit, mm-hmm. as well as the first month rent just to move in. But I'll tell you what, in the long run, it really helped us. It helped us get past the fact that, hey, you know what? Now I don't have the burden of, hey, if there's a roof leak, if there's something that goes wrong with the property, if something else happens to the property, all I have to do is I have to call either the property management company or my landlord, get them to take care of it. And you know what? It's not my headache. It's not my problem.
Yeah. And when you're, you know, most people that have gone through the short sale or that are going through the short sale or facing foreclosure have faced, their income has been devastated in one way or another. So for Chris and I, you know, the house we were in, it was a beautiful house, but we knew it needed a roof. We knew we were going to have to deal with some plumbing issues in the next year. And literally every time it rained, you know, our hearts about stopped. So for us, the relief to know that, wow, thank God we don't have to deal with that right now, because we were barely able to decide to pay the electric or buy groceries.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's just how it is. And a lot of people, you know, without their fault, like you said, Kim, their income has dropped. You know, people are now underemployed. Now, I know the government gets all excited about their employment statistics. But,
yeah.
But, you know, we're talking about Home Depot jobs and McDonald's jobs. Those aren't jobs. You can't even become broke with those jobs. They pay so lousy.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
right.
You yeah. Everyone knows, you know, J-O-B, just above broke. Well, you can't even become broke in those kind of jobs.
Yeah.
But, you know, our politicians don't see that. They just see numbers and they don't see people. And, you know, as long as their numbers make them look good, that's all they care about.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good point.
Right. You know, what I like to do is close on this. We're going to go ahead and do a part two on this Hoffa on our next segment. But I think what's important about this whole conversation of today, really on our first podcast, is let me read you about three or four lines of a letter I leave people at their home. Because it just encapsulates what the heart is. I believe that, Chris, you and Kim, your heart is, my heart is. And it says this, says, my desire is to give you hope. A better future is coming. Keeping your family together, keeping your self-respect, keeping the big picture in mind is so much more important than keeping a brick-and-mortar building. Even one that was filled with joys and memory, in reality, you carry the joys and memories with you. They're not in the house. They're in your heart, and they're where no bank, no mortgage lender, no government agency can foreclose on them. Your memories are paid in full. So their memories will not be foreclosed on. And so if we can encourage families to stay together during this time, it's very, very easy for maybe one spouse or one person to blame the other person for, you know, not working as hard or why did you do this, made that decision. You know, that's in the past. Those decisions have been made. You're at a cross point. What do you do? You know, we're here to help you. Maybe see if a loan modification will work. Like you said, Chris, those programs weren't there when you and I were losing our house.
Right.
But they're here now. Yeah, Kim?
I was just going to say, it's ironic that you say that because for Chris and I, I think our very first short sale that we ever helped a family with, it just became so apparent to me because of what I had gone through, because I wanted to stay in that house so bad because I had so many wonderful memories, and I truly believed it would be the house that, you know, I died in.
Yeah.
Or not died in, but that was the last house I was going to own. And I realized that one of the things I would talk to people about was it's just four walls, because you're so right, Larry. The memories, your family, it's yours to keep. Nobody can ever take that from you.
Oh, exactly. So people know Chris is – okay, yes. He wrote me a little sign, leave our contact information. Folks, we're just going to be honest with you, people. We're not here to be a polished radio show. We're just here as realtors, and I'm a mortgage guy as well here in Colorado, and Chris and Kim are – what part of California are you in?
Yeah, actually, we're out of the Los Angeles area. We cover an area roughly we cover the entire state of California, but we're consistently throughout the Los Angeles, San Bernardino, Orange, and Riverside counties area of mm-hmm. Southern California is predominantly where we do business.
Right. So if someone actually, even north of like in San Francisco, is running through this, there's actually a way we can still help them, because we can partner with a realtor in their town to help them through this process, can't we?
Yeah, absolutely. What we'd be more than happy to do is we have a network of real estate agents, actually not only in California but across the United States, that we could easily
right.
work with anybody listening to this podcast today, that we could walk them through an educated, knowledgeable real estate agent who has done short sales, and we'll be able to help you, assist you through that process anywhere across the United States. And Larry, I know you're out of Colorado.
Yeah, exactly. Well, give me your phone number and an email for people to contact you, Chris.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much, Larry. You can reach us at area code 323-999-1822. Again, it's 323-999-1822. And or you can reach us at Chris and Kim at callchrisandkim.com. So Chris and Kim at callchrisandkim.com.
And that's Chris with a K.
Thank you so
yes.
much. Yeah, it's
K-R-I-S.
Yeah, thanks, Larry.
Kim with a K. I guess you can't spell Kim any other way, can you? But it's K-I-M. So Chris and Kim at call. What is it? Chris and Kim?
Chris and Kim at callchrisandkim.com.
Okay, well, folks, that's a new email to me. I guess he didn't want me to have that one. And what's the website? Don't you guys have that website?
Absolutely, Kim.
It's shortsalesellit.com. Shortsalesellit.com.
Okay, so shorts and then sellit.com.
Yes.
Yes.
And is there information there on foreclosures and stuff or short sales?
You know what? There is a full library on HOFA, foreclosures, effects on your credit. It's a great place to go and do some investigating on your own.
And didn't you guys co-author a book with Tim and Julie Harris?
As a matter of fact, we did.
Tell
yes.
me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. How to short sale your home. And it is an awesome tool that you can easily download from our website. Again, shortsalesellit.com. And more than happy to. It's absolutely free, but it'll just really help to set your expectations, help you to understand the short sale process. It's a very in-depth book, but it'll really help you through the process, through the mindset of what it's going to take to get through a short sale. Thanks, Larry.
Oh, yeah, no, that's great, because I know I've seen the book. I've downloaded your book, and it's got different chapters, so you can go to – you don't have to read chapter one or chapter two. You can go to chapter three, and they're kind of standalone chapters. So,
absolutely.
So you go to where you want. And I'm Larry Bass, like a fish. Don't forget the B. My phone number is 303. I've received mail without the B. 303, yeah, I know it. 303-944-2277. My website is foreclosureanswerman.com. And I've actually kind of worked the book out as well. So you can download that. And my email is larry@relarry.com, which stands for Real Estate Larry. Makes it a little simple. So, gosh, guys, it's been fun. I look forward to our next radio show. And we'll continue a little bit more about some of the eligibility of HAFA. There's a brand new FHA program that is just being released where people can most likely get a new FHA loan after 12 months after they've short sold their home. So we're going to talk more in depth about that program. So look forward to that. Do you have any last thoughts?
No, thank you, Larry. I look forward to helping anybody who needs assistance, either here in California, Colorado, or any other state across the United States. We'd be more than happy to help you out. Thank you so much, Larry.
You bet, folks. And you have yourself a wonderful day. And, hey, just keep your family together. This will pass, and we're here to help you in any way we can. You have a great day, and God bless.